Emails, Hunter Biden is true sheik of Washington. By Wendell Hasebo on December 1, 2021. Hunter Biden was reportedly praised as the true sheik of Washington by former British SAS officer James Gillier, who had a close connection to one of the largest energy companies in the world that allied closely with the Chinese Communist Party, emails from Hunter's laptop from hell revealed. Gillier's high praise highlights Hunter's notoriety as a power broker between top figures in Washington and foreign clients seeking access to U.S. decision-making, while his father, Joe Biden, was vice president. According to Miranda Devine's new book, Laptop from Hell, Hunter was praised by Gillier to a person named Rob Walker, a Biden and Clinton family connection. "Hunter was great," Gillier noted to Walker. "True sheik of Washington." Walker had reportedly organized a meeting between Gillier and Hunter. The meeting took place because Gillier was looking for a partner with whom to conduct business deals around the globe. The business deal Gillier had in mind for Hunter involved Yi Jianming, the chairman of a Chinese energy company SFC, one of the largest in the world. Yi was a desired contact for Hunter because Yi managed a $1.5 billion fund to expand China's economic influence throughout the world at the behest of Chinese President Xi Jinping. After Gillier emailed Walker to confirm his favorable business meeting with Hunter, Gillier followed up with Hunter a few weeks later to communicate that Yi was interested in working with Hunter. "It has been made clear to me that SFC wish to engage in further business relations with our group," Gillier wrote to Hunter, emails show. Reports indicate that Yi and Hunter met in Washington, D.C. in December of 2015 to discuss how Yi and Hunter might work together. Vice President Joe Biden is alleged by Devine to have attended one of a few meetings between the two. As talks matured, Hunter and Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, wanted to structure the business deal with Yi in a favorable way. To that end, Gillier recommended bringing Tony Bobulinski into the scheme to advance the opportunity. In 2017, Gillier revealed to Bobulinski the $100 million business deal would be between the Biden family and Chinese investors. It is noteworthy that Bobulinski was accused in 2020 by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, of being part of the Russian disinformation effort that was later debunked as his claims were confirmed. After being unfairly maligned, Bobulinski divulged before the 2020 presidential election that he was the recipient of one of Hunter Biden's emails linked to investment with a Chinese energy company, Breitbart News reported. Hunter, Gillier, and Walker in February of 2017 met Yi in Miami to continue negotiating the deal. The meeting yielded a successful outcome for Hunter. Hunter reportedly scored a lucrative deal with Yi in which he would receive $10 million for at least 3 years. In return, Hunter would simply make introductions for Yi. Yi sealed the new alliance with a rich gift, a 3.16-carat diamond worth $80,000. Photographs of the stunning stone appear on Hunter's laptop along with a grading report that lists it as a round brilliant of grade F with prime VS2 clarity and excellent cut, Devine's book says. 9 days after the meeting between Hunter and Yi, Hunter was reportedly wired two separate payments of $3 million. Both wire transfers were flagged by the Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network as suspicious. The transactions were followed by negotiations between Hunter, Gillier, and Bobulinski. The two reportedly needed Bobulinski because he had a working knowledge of American investment vehicles that Hunter and Gillier sought to facilitate their scheme. Hunter and Gillier likely did not have the financial expertise to conduct the scheme alone. But Bobulinski grew suspicious of Jim Biden's role in the enterprise. Gillier explained away Jim's presence in the deal to Bobulinski by playing up the family aspect of Jim's involvement, though it is more likely Jim was actually in the deal to carve a greater portion of the deal's earnings for the entire Biden family. Emails obtained by the New York Post from Hunter's alleged laptop indicate the deal never came to fruition. But the Post's reported emails also revealed that Joe Biden, dubbed the big guy in emails, would have been taking a cut of the deal. Shortly before the 2020 election, Bobulinski issued a press release corroborating the Post's reporting. Bobulinski revealed evidence Gillier had detailed the equity stakes of the proposed deal to him via email, including Joe Biden as the big guy. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden, Bobulinski wrote. While Bobulinski has reportedly given all relevant materials to the FBI, Hunter reportedly remains under investigation for money laundering. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.